The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. Lots going on in the sports world, people. So much going on. College football was absolutely wild. We got what we wanted. A lot of upsets this weekend. Started on Friday night as we had the Pac-12 after dark among Clemson and Syracuse, and then it just continued at Sun Devil Stadium as the Arizona State Sun Devils take care of the Washington Huskies. Pretty unbelievable stuff. Mike Wilson and I were there to take it all in. Mike, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. A little tired this morning, but ready to go and talk about, wow, the Pac-12 after dark. That happened. It seemed like it happened all weekend.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was crazy stuff, as we all know, man. Just a lot of things going on in the sports world. The NBA is right around the corner. The NFL is in full throttle. Major League Baseball, the postseason, is awesome stuff as well. The Dodgers taking game one. So, and Houston on top of the Yankees, 2-0 there. So, a lot going on in the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back after the pause for the cause. He's Mike Wilson, and I'm the Dorf Man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
To fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with not Jeff Rich, he's normally here, but I've got my man Mike Wilson with me instead. You can get at him at Pigskin Opinion. You can get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And that was your brother, by the way, Mike. The Beach Boys singing, and you know I'm just kind of kidding around with you. But crazy night what we saw at Arizona State, Sun Devil Stadium, them taking care of business over the Washington Huskies. But college football in general, man, we finally got those upsets that we've kind of been looking for when you think about it. Clemson goes down. Also, Washington State goes down. So a lot of movement in the top 10 for sure, but very surprising what we saw. The dogs literally looked like dogs last night, man. They could not get anything going, Mike, at all.
Yeah, no, they couldn't get anything. And you would think that, like, at halftime, you know, halftime is where you make the adjustments, you know, offensively or defensively, or, you know, whatever you had to do to change your game plan up a little bit to come out and win the game. But you never take into account that you have to make adjustments for your kicking game. And the Huskies and their kicker, I mean, two kicks with inside 20 yards. I mean, for any kicker, that's a chip shot. And when you hit the post and then you just flat out miss it, maybe it's not in the cards for you that night. And I think everything that went wrong for the Huskies went right for the Sun Devils. At the end of the game, you and I are sitting in one of the, standing in one of the end zones. And I believe it was a third down play, like a third and three or something. And they throw it. I mean, it's within inches of getting tipped, knocked down, you know, it went by like a couple of Husky players. So, you know, as much as everything went wrong for the dogs, everything went right for the Huskies. Manny Wilkins with the jump over the Husky defender at the end of the game there to kind of help his team and get the victory. And let's not take anything away from Arizona State. Arizona State did everything that they needed to win that game. They came up with the plays at the end. They did what they had to do, and they deserved the victory last night, quite simply. And it was a good victory for the program. If you're Todd Graham, that's a great victory to help keep your job at the end of the year. So, you know, things were looking up for, you know, things are kind of looking up this morning for the Sun Devils. Hey, you know what? Speaking of the Sun Devils and Arizona schools, let's not forget what they're doing down there in Tucson last night. They come up with a big victory over UCLA and Josh Rosen. So, you know, maybe people slept on the Arizona schools just a little bit in terms of what they'll be able to do this year. But, Washington has their stuff cut out for them now to creep their way back into the playoff, which I think is kind of a pie in the sky kind of thinking now because of their, you know, they played a real soft out of conference schedule. So they're going to have to run the table, I think, and blow out almost just about everybody along the way to even be considered to be in that college football playoff.
No, I agree with you on that one. And, you know, they really played a pretty solid game, holding Gaskin to 67 yards on 14 carries, really controlling Browning in that passing offense. So, yeah, I agree, man. You got to give a lot of credit to ASU, Todd Graham, the coaching staff. They had those guys ready to play, and they had the extra week when you think about it, Mike, and it really paid dividends for Arizona State as they were able to capture a victory 13-7 over Washington, a team that averages 42 points a game. So they really shut them down. Georgia, very impressive once again, 53-28 over Missouri. Alabama does what they do. They crush up on people 41-9. Cal, man, I'll tell you what, that was an impressive victory too. You know, the way that they handled Wazoo on Friday night was just really impressive. You know, Wazoo looked pretty awful. Luke Falk has the 5 interceptions, a very uncharacteristic night for him. So, you know, that's what happens, Mike, when you think about upsets happening in college football. You just got to go out there and you got to play better. And I think that when you have those tough games on short weeks, when you have to go on the road, anything can happen. It's anybody's ball game, especially when you're going into a hostile environment. So you got to be careful of that. The teams like TCU, they continue to win. Wisconsin wins. Ohio State's looked very impressive, Mike. JT Barrett, ever since that debacle against Oklahoma, has really played well. They win 56-14. He has 5 touchdowns, 325 yards. So it seems like teams are growing up before our own eyes. And some teams that we don't, that thought were maybe out of the mix, potentially will get back in the mix.
Yeah. Excuse me there. Yeah, exactly. I'm a big TCU guy. I'm a believer in the Horned Frogs and the talent that they got, especially defensively. Gary Patterson's a defensive coach. Ever since he's been there, he's had that that defense flying around and playing really well. So I'm a big believer in them. I mean, what can you say about JT Barrett? I mean, he's been there about 15 years. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, experience counts for something. And you and I both know that when you have the experienced quarterback who is also very talented, and I think people now kind of forget just how talented JT Barrett really is. They kind of took him for granted. And Ohio State's going to be right in the mix because they're Ohio State. I mean, they go 3 deep almost everywhere on that team. So, you know, we'll see, you know, what happens here. Once again, Stanford, I'm telling you, I mean, they get a couple little hiccups at the beginning of the season, but it looks like they're starting to figure this out. And Bryce Love, once again, is taking things to the house from 60 yards out, 70 yards out. And that kid deserves all the accolades that he's getting. He deserves to be in the Heisman Trophy race, you know, especially to be on the short list to me. So, you know, there's a lot of good things happening in college football, and college football is, you know, to me, it's one of the, it's just the sport because there's so much passion, there's so much tradition with it. And when you see what, you know, we see what we saw last night, in terms of the upset, it's always fun to be at an upset, game where people storm the field and everything. I saw a quote last night because, you know, the Pac-12 and a lot of conferences fine the schools now for rushing the field. They fine them about $25,000. And somebody with ASU said, yeah, we're not really worried about that right now. So that's good. There's some buzz around Tempe, which there needs to be some buzz around Tempe. And that's exactly what Coach Graham wants. You know, Alabama rolled yesterday, Roll Tide again. Clemson, you know, hey, they got their quarterback knocked out. So I think that was a big thing in that loss to Syracuse. So, you know, there's a lot of chaos going on. And you and I talk about it all the time that we love chaos because it gives us plenty of stuff to talk about. You know,
Absolutely. No doubt. And then obviously Auburn going down as well to LSU, another top 10 team. Miami hangs on, gets that late field goal to win over Georgia Tech. So Oklahoma hangs on over Texas, man. It was a lot of close games. USC wins an exciting one against Utah 28-27. Oklahoma State whips up on Baylor. Michigan wins 27-20 over Indiana. So a lot more close games, heavily contested games this week in college football, Mike.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you just can't, if you're the one of the big dogs, you can't take anything for granted. because Michigan was down to Indiana, IU, Michigan. And they had to come back in overtime and win that game. So if you're the favorite going in or you're the big dog going in, you better buckle up and strap it on and come to play.
No, I agree 100%, man. So much to talk about in the sports world. We want to talk NFL. We want to talk NBA because, like I said, that's right around the corner, man. Opening night, Tuesday night. I can't believe it. It's coming in super hot. Postseason baseball, obviously heavy on people's mind. Bird Gang people, I know you're watching us live on Facebook. You can always call in 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Heeks Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But so much to talk about. We want to do it with you. Get on board with us. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back in just a few.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The third time the Dodgers have been down to their final stretch. Go-ahead run in scoring position. High drive to left center field. Yasiel Puig has gone deep. New half, same story for these Dodgers. Unbelievable.
Puig's second home run of the night. Wow.
People, welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. Get at us in many ways. You can get at him at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Obviously, check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then, obviously, check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We've been talking a little bit about college football and what's going on with the landscape there. As we know, things have gotten a little bit dicey because teams at the top are losing, man. It was one of those days in the top 10 where you just had a few of them go down, whether it was Friday night, as we know, college football Friday night after dark happened, Saturday night as well after dark in Tempe. Like Mike said earlier, we were there to take it all in, some good stuff. But now we want to shift gears. We want to talk a little bit about the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Astros, and the Yankees. And that Astros-Yankees series, Mike, has been very close, you know, just one-run games, two-run, 2-0, things along those lines, very heavily contested, very tight. So what are your thoughts initially about Houston and the Yankees? Because truthfully, I mean, I think we're a little surprised that the Yankees got by Cleveland, but they're there, man, and it's theirs to lose or theirs to win, but they've got a good team that they're going up against in the Houston Astros.
Yeah, Houston showed a lot of guts the first two games of the year, first two games of the series, you know, and that little engine that can, Altuve has been a big part of their victories. I mean, he's helping them manufacture runs. I mean, he certainly did that in game one. He did that again last night. So, you know, and Altuve is fun to watch because he's just a little guy and he's out there just trugging along where you and I would have to be, you know, they'd have to like get us a running start or something to get us going out there. And his motor's just going the whole way. And, Keuchel the other night pitched a very good game. He was nailed. So, as many people out there that like the Yankees, I mean, the Astros are showing why they are as good as they are to everybody in the country right now.
Yeah, Keuchel obviously dominates a little bit over those Yankees. Something or other really gets him going against those pinstripes. But interesting series there. Let's shift and let's talk a little bit about the Cubs and the Dodgers, man. Okay. So I guess we're getting people calling. So 1-800-878-7529. Just keep calling in, John. We'll get you. Don't worry about it, man. Scott must be busy doing something else, but keep calling. The number is 1-800-878-7529. We will pick up that phone and we will get you on. Don't worry about it. And Bird Gang, we want to hear from you too, man. Obviously a big game for the Arizona Cardinals later on today as they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Adrian Peterson, now a member of the Arizona Cardinals. Maybe 10 years and 5 months too late. Who knows? We'll see how it all works out. But with that being said, the Cardinals have had their luck with some guys late in their career, like Edrin James, like Emmett Smith. So things can happen for guys. They can turn the clock back. And truth be told about Adrian Peterson, he's had some years where he hasn't had to do too much, like last year, and really hasn't been a huge threat on the football field since about 2014. So I expect to see a lot of emotion. I expect to see the Arizona Cardinals come out with some serious fire today. But Bird Gang, you're always welcome to give us a call. You know that, whether it's on the local show in Arizona or the national show here, 1-800-878-7529. But let's talk a little Cubs, Dodgers. As we know, the Dodgers get that game, and Yasiel Puig, as we were listening to, you know, during the break or coming back from a break, he's really come on, Mike, in this postseason. And, you know, he's had a really solid season in general. So it's kind of cool to see him having this type of effect on his team when, you know, we were talking before about Yasiel Puig and, you know, him that he has to grow up. So it's kind of good to see this guy growing up before our very eyes, isn't it?
Well, it's always good to see guys mature and figure things out. And I believe that most of the time that guys do figure it out, because there are guys on that Dodger club that are veterans that have probably talked to him ad nauseum about, hey, this is how we approach the game. This is how you should approach the game. You can still have your fun. You can still, you know, do your little bat flips and that kind of thing. But, you know, we need you zeroed in, because let's face it. I mean, Puig's not a scrub. You know, he's a good ball player, and he's a valuable asset because he can go yard at any point, and then his defensive skills out there in the outfield, he can gun anybody down from anywhere in that outfield with his amazing arm strength. But yeah, it's very good to see Puig do his thing, because he's fun to watch. Like I was just saying about Altuve makes baseball fun to watch because what he does on the field, whether it's offensively or defensively, and Puig is the same way to me. You know, I mean, he may get under people's skin, but he brings a little fire to the game. That's what baseball needs. They need some personality. They need some fire. They need some passion. And you always talk about, you know, players bringing passion, you know, that, and that's what you want to see, is players bringing passion to the game, and Puig's bringing it right now.
No, I agree. Obviously the Cubs, you know, got through that series against the Nationals in five. They went on the road in dramatic fashion. Wade Davis, he's called upon to do more than he normally does. John Lester going at it against Rich Hill. Today, Lester obviously been a little bit down himself. When you think about it, Mike, the whole pitching staff for the Chicago Cubs been a little bit down. I know this is your team. You've got the insight a little bit more than I do as far as the Cubs going. How long do you think this series goes? I mean, the Dodgers seem to be a team that might be a team of destiny. You know, it's almost been 30 years since the Dodgers have won the World Series. I think it's back in 1988 when they got it done. So, you know, they've got a great team. We know that, with 104 victories that could have easily been more. Jonathan, call us, man. 1-800-878-7529. You got a lot of good comments that you're throwing out here on Facebook Live, and the phone lines are wide open, people. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Again, Bird Gang, we'll talk to you. Cub fan, we'd love to talk to you. Chicago,
we'll talk to
Bear
anybody.
Fan. Yeah, no, anybody, man. Anybody. So, okay, he says nobody's picking up. So just keep calling. The phone will get picked up, I promise you, man. 1-800-878-7529. Just real quick, getting back to the Cubs. How long do you think this series goes, Mike? Is this do the Dodgers get through this the same way that they got through the D-backs, or do you see that the Cubs put up a little bit more of a fight?
No, I certainly, and it depends on what happens today, because the Cubs, let's face facts a little bit. The Cubs rotation was a little off because they had to go five games with the Washington Nationals, and they had to have everybody all hands on deck for that game five to get through and to get where they're at. So, you know, Lester's going today. Lester's going on 3 days rest. That's not his normal rest. And if Lester can get them, you know, boy, I'm telling you, if he can get through seven on 3 days rest, which is asking a lot, you know, it really is. But if there's a guy out there that can do that, Lester would be it, because he's just a wily veteran. He's been there before. He's won things, you know, he's won big games. The thing that concerns me with the Cubs is that Kyle Schwarber. Schwarber, to me, he's my favorite Cub. One, because of his personality. Two, you know, he brings a big bat. You can kind of put him in multiple positions with him, but he needs to be benched right now. He is not playing well. He's batting close. I mean, if it's not under 200, it's right around 200. We need guys in there that are going to get the job done, and Schwarber right now is just not getting the job done for them. So if the Cubs get the victory today, I see this going, you know, six or seven games. If they don't get today's game and they go down 2-0, this could be a four or five game series very easily.
No, I'm with you, man. And I know we got callers on hold, so hang tight. We're up against a break. We will bring you up on the other side. Again, the number, 1-800-878-7529. Cub fan, we'd love to hear from you. Dodger fan, we'd love to hear from you. But as we know, or as well as I don't know about you, Mike, but I know one thing about Dodger fan, and I know one thing about Cowboy fan. For the most part, those guys go to Walmart on a weekly basis. When their teams are hot, they're hot. When they're not, they're not. So we don't like those guys in general, man. I don't like that type of fan. So be true to your teams, people. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. I know we're up against it. John, we'll get you on the other side. Hang tight. The number, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, Pigskin Opinion. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close. But I know everything is okay. She's gonna listen to her heart. It's gonna tell her what to do. She might need a lot of loving, but she don't need you. You want me to think that I'm being used?
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851. Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. This is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I would be either Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then, obviously, check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I think we got a caller, so we're going to jump out to the phones right away. We'll hook up with John. John, you got the Dorf man and you've got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, man?
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Can't complain, man. We're talking sports. I do know that the Dodgers, the Cubs are hanging out. I think you're a Cub fan, so what's on your mind, man?
Yes, big Cubs fan here, and watching the game last night, I noticed a few things. Number one, Kyle Schwarber, I think he needs to be benched, and I would not be surprised if the Cubs look to trade him in the offseason and get someone else, maybe some relief pitching and some other picks. But he's a big defensive liability right now, if you happen to catch the game yesterday. I do think if you caught the controversial slide yesterday, and they called the runner safe when he never touched the plate, I do think that rule is garbage. And not that it really affected the game that much, but it did add another run for the Dodgers. But they just, as a Cubs fan, I think they really need to address the bullpen issues going into next season. Obviously, this season, I don't really have any confidence in them. Starting pitching has to go 7-8 innings to really, for them to have a chance right now, it seems like. So, just a little skeptical with what I've seen. Not just this, last game, but even last series. There's just no confidence in the bullpen right now. So,
no, that's a good point. I agree with you 100%. It's like they pretty much want to keep those starters in as long as they possibly can. And, guys like Lester going on short rest, 3 days rest, it's going to be difficult for him to get to that seventh inning when you think about it, against Rich Hill going on the mound a little bit later on today, as we all know. And I think that's the advantage. You got to give the Dodgers a little bit of an advantage right now, fellas, when you think about the fact that they were able to get through the D-backs in a really easy fashion, 1-2-3 games. They were kind of sitting there waiting to get their bullpen, to get their starters, to get everybody ready, whereas the obviously the Cubs had to go 5 games against the Nationals, win a wild, crazy baseball game there, game 5. So, I think that the Cubs come in at a little bit of a disadvantage. I'm not sure what Mike thinks, but that's my personal opinion. Cubs coming in with a little bit of a disadvantage here against the L.A. Dodgers, Mike.
No, I mean, and I said that, before we went to break, I was like, they're coming in with a messed up rotation because they had to deal with, that game 5 and everybody on all hands on deck kind of thinking next man up just to get to the league championship series. So, Madden's got to earn his money right now to figure out how he's going to get the most out of Lester and the most out of his rotation moving forward.
No, that's a good point, John. Let me ask you this. I think last year, the Cubs were able to get through everybody despite of Joe Maddon and some of the bad decisions that he made. But with that being said, Joe Maddon, definitely, I agree with Mike on that one. It's time to earn your money because you're a little bit beaten up right now. Guys are going on short rest. You can't really rely on that bullpen. So, how do you think Joe Maddon gets a little bit creative with this Cubs rotation the rest of the way, John?
Well, there's really, I think he's exhausted a lot of his creativity, especially in last series, and carrying over to this series. So there's really not much, I think he could really do. He's got to hope his starters could go, 6-7 innings, maybe longer, for them to even have a chance. You can't rely on Carl Edwards Jr. in the playoffs. You can't, Mike Montgomery's had his struggles. Rondon, you saw him come in there and give up that home run. And it's just, you can't rely on this bullpen right now. And I don't think there's any answers for your question there with how he can get creative. It's just, he's got to hope and pray at this point, honestly.
And last year it was also one of those deals where it seemed like, the Cubs were getting those timely hits. They were making those key plays. They haven't necessarily been able to get that done thus far, but you never know, man. It's nine innings. It's very difficult to win a baseball game, as we all know. Just ask the D-backs, man. They couldn't get one against those Dodgers. So hopefully the Cubs can bring it a little bit. How you feeling about the Bears, man? Let's get your thoughts about the Bears real quick. Mitch Trubisky in that lineup for you guys. You know, Howard and Tarik Cohn, those guys are, I believe, maybe inactive, if I'm not mistaken. But truth be told, the Bears, they've got a tough season ahead of them. But how do you feel about Mitch Trubisky?
Well, it's not time right now for Trubisky to be thrown into the wolves, you know, last week at Minnesota, or against Minnesota, which, you know, there's a decent defensive team. And then, of course, going into playing Baltimore today. So that's another defensive, juggernaut usually, but that's going to be tough. I mean, it's hard for, you know, Bears fans to really have faith right now. It's a learning curve for Mitchell, and he's had some bright spots, you know, last week. So I don't really have high expectations this week, to be honest, with the Bears playing the Ravens, and if he has more bright spots, that's great. But I just their season is not going to be a memorable season. It's gonna, you know, give them another year or two, and you know, maybe there's some future there. So,
all right. So what's the outlook for your Chicago Bulls, man? We'll get through the whole gamut here, and maybe even touch on the Blackhawks real quickly,
man,
too.
Man, the Bulls. Oof.
What are you thinking about the Bulls this year, John? How you feeling, man?
I think they're an average Eastern Conference team. You know, they've got to go up against Cleveland and Milwaukee. That division's going to be pretty solid, honestly. I mean,
I agree.
You know, they've got to go up against those two in their own division, which those two teams are, I think, certainly playoff teams. You know, with the Bucks, improving. So, and who knows what's going to happen with Detroit? You know, they might be able to get some more wins. And but the Eastern Conference, it's just they're an average. You know, Bulls are an average team. I don't really have faith in. I don't really have faith in the team, as far as the outlook of the season. They're not gonna do well, in my opinion. I think they might even miss the playoffs. Honestly, it's a team that I don't think they're loaded. You know, they're going to have defensive struggles. They've had defensive struggles even when they had good players, you know, last few years with Butler and those guys. So it's just it's going to be one of those deals where they're going to have to put up 115, 120 points to probably win a lot of games.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be tough. Obviously, they bring in Zach LaVine, the youngster from UCLA, via the Minnesota Timberwolves. And by the way, your coach is Fred Hoiberg, the mayor, Fred Hoiberg.
The mayor of Iowa, yes, that's right.
Yep, still the coach of the Chicago Bulls, man. But, hey, man, as always, you know, we appreciate the thoughts. We appreciate the opinions. Thanks for giving us a call this morning, man. Have a great Sunday watching some college, I'm sorry, not college, but some NFL football, man. Enjoy it, okay?
All right, fingers crossed. Thanks.
All right, man. Good luck to the Cubs as well. 1-800-878-7529. I know we got people trying to call us, so just keep calling. We will get to you as soon as we possibly can. We also want to give you the right amount of time. I know we've got Mitch in Santa Monica that's trying to get to us, so he will get on board. We'll get you. Don't worry about it. 1-800-878-7529. You know, Mike, let's get back into this real quickly. The Cubs and the Dodgers, Rich Hill, like I said, Lester going at it later on today, should be a very interesting matchup. And if the Cubs can get through today, I agree with you, man, this becomes a series.
It does absolutely become a series. And that, you know, a lot of people will say that's a lot to put on Lester, but I mean, let's face it. Lester won with Boston. He won titles with them. He's won a title now with Chicago. He's been through the fire. He's a tough guy. He's a gritty guy. I mean, I like watching Lester on the mound just because he reminds me a little bit of Randy Johnson, just with his mannerisms and his intensity. So if they can get through it, if he can get through this today, hey, Cub fans, we got a series. If you don't, we're looking at a relatively short series in the league championship series. But, you know, the Dodgers are the Dodgers, man. The Dodgers are tough. They got players. They got pitching. I mean, we saw it all this past season. The D-backs were there with them for a little bit. And then the Dodgers just went on that run and they just separated themselves out with all that pitching with Kershaw and Hill and everybody else. And now you got Puig stepping in and next man up, and he's contributing. So, you know, some of these role players are starting to step up for the Dodgers, which makes the Dodgers even that much more scary.
Absolutely. Let's jump back out to the phones. We'll hook up with Mitch. I'm not sure where he is. He's usually in Santa Monica, but Mitch, where are you coming from today here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson? I'm Andy Dorf. What's going on, Mitch? How you doing, buddy?
Guys, I'm standing on the corner of State Street and Gilman Street, right in the heart of Madtown in Madison, after an incredible Badger victory. I got to tell you guys, I'm not walking under any ladders anytime soon the way Friday the 13th set up this whole weekend. My goodness gracious. How about those Cal Bears, huh? Setting the tone? And then
absolutely.
Are you kidding me? And then Syracuse? Where my Cal Bear was actually going to go to school, he went to Cal, taking out over Clemson. Four teams ranked in the top 10 losing to unranked teams. And the same weekend, I don't think it's ever happened in the history of college football.
Chaos.
Remember last year we had 2-3-4 go down on October 7th, and I think in 14 we had another total collapse. I mean, yep. It's chaos out there. Granted, right now it's Alabama and it looks like everyone else, but my goodness, what a great day. Super great.
You know,
day.
It's amazing, though. Hey, Mitch, let me throw this at you. This is a weird opportunity for the Big Ten now to potentially get two teams in that playoff when you think about it. So it opens the door for Wisconsin. It opens the door for Penn State quite a bit.
There's no way they're going to put two Big Ten teams in there because they're going to knock each other out. And they won't do to anyone else what they did to Ohio State. They're not going to give them that pass just because they lose the Big Ten championship. They're going to throw TCU in there, and they're going to throw Georgia in there, and Alabama will be in there, and there'll be one of the Big Ten teams. Unless something crazy happens to all of those guys. But, you know,
yeah.
The Pac-12 looks like they're pretty much done. They're gone. Shows you what happens when you throw passes in on your non-conference schedule. But you know what? Got to hand some of these teams. Hey, Miami pulling it off on the final play. How about that? It looked like Aaron Rodgers was driving the Hurricanes down for the winning score. I mean, geez, people are just loving it. I can't believe this. I see Minnesota jerseys walking up and down State Street. Boy, am I going to have fun in an hour with these fools.
Absolutely, man. So what do you think? Real quickly, give us the outlook for the Packers and Vikings, man.
I'll give it. The Packers. Packers are on a roll. There is no one can touch A-Rod right now. And I think everybody, including the Tom Brady's, are looking at what he's doing. Like I told you last week, it was going to be a tough game, pain, and the guy came back and he studded it up and he went fat and he made it all happen. So I have one song for you guys. Ready?
All right, real quick, man, because we got to get out of here.
Go Cubs, go! The Chicago Cubs are going to suck today. The Chicago Cubs are going to lose again today.
Always love hearing from you, Mitch. Man, have a wonderful day, bro.
Hey guys, I call you next week. I'll be in Berkeley again.
We love it, man. Mitch is a true sportsman, bro. There's nobody better than that guy, to be honest with you. And all of our callers that we have are great. So we love all you guys. Thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, Sports Byline USA. And then obviously check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. We'll be right back to wrap up this hour, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. And I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Good time.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour that has absolutely flown by. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. And I'll tell you what, you get a couple calls, you get a couple thoughts and opinions from people, Mike, and it seems like things go very smooth and very quickly. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hour number two, brother, we're going to talk a lot about the NFL. As you know, as well as I do, big day. Week 6 in the NFL, so very excited about the action that we're going to see, Mike. Real quickly, just a quick thought about Sunday's action, man.
Yeah, hey, you know what I'm looking forward to today is that Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. I mean, you know, considering how Big Ben played last week, let's see how he comes back from a 5-interception game. Kansas City, can they stay undefeated? Can they get it the ball to Kelsey? Can you know, the quarterback gets, you know, get the yards, move the field, move the ball, okay?
All right.
And then, hey, then you're bad man. Let's see what he does.
We'll check it out, man. We'll be talking about that and a lot more in hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is truly
one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tragedy that California's ever faced.
That's California's Governor Jerry Brown, one of the many officials who agree the wildfires, especially in Northern California this year, are among the worst they have ever seen.
The devastation is just unbelievable. It's a horror that no one could have imagined.
The death toll in the Northern California wildfires now at 40, as five more fatalities were confirmed yesterday, with 22 bodies recovered in Sonoma County. The death toll still likely to keep rising as hundreds are still listed as missing. At least 85 people are dead after two bombing attacks in Mogadishu, Somalia, one of the deadliest attacks since the start of a 2007 Islamist insurgency there. One of the truck bombs went off outside a hotel in a busy downtown district. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm 75 years old, and I don't eat enough vegetables or fruit, and this is a great thing to do, and it seems that I have more energy. It seems that, I take that, and I take a lot of, blood pressure pills and cholesterol, but my doctor tells me, he said, no, you might cut the dosage down on your pills, because what are you taking? I said, Balance of Nature. He didn't know what it was, so I told him, I said, it's fruits and vegetables condensed into little pill form. He goes, well, whatever it is, it's doing you a lot of good.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is predicting President Trump will win re-election. Bannon making the prediction yesterday while speaking at the Values Voters Summit in Washington.
President Trump's not only going to finish this term, he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020.
Bannon urging conservative activists to fight establishment candidates within the GOP, accusing them of blocking Trump's agenda. Bannon says the days of Republican politicians casting a few nice conservative votes and then hiding are over. The Canadian man held hostage by the Taliban saying his captors killed his infant daughter and raped his American wife. Joshua Boyle making a brief statement to reporters after his family arrived in Toronto on Friday night. The Canadian man saying he and his pregnant American wife were in Afghanistan helping villagers in that nation when they were kidnapped by the Taliban in 2012. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Police in Georgia say they've arrested five people in connection with a racially motivated 1983 murder. 23-year-old Timothy Coggins, a black man, was found murdered in a field in Spalding County in October of that year. Now Frankie Gebhardt and Bill Moore Sr. are facing murder charges. Lamar Bunn, a police employee, and Sandra Bunn are charged with obstruction. And Gregory Huffman, a detention officer, is charged with obstruction and violating his oath of office. Investigators say the arrests were made while looking into new evidence and interviews in the case. Sheriff Daryl Dix, describing the murder as brutal, says that witnesses had previously been intimidated. An 8-year-old girl is dead after falling off the deck of a cruise ship in Florida. That story from correspondent Lisa Campbell.
Investigators say the girl fell from an interior deck of the Carnival Glory cruise ship onto the lower deck in Miami Saturday. The ship was docked at the Dante Fassel port of Miami when the accident occurred. Miami-Dade police say the girl was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, where she later died of the injuries. It's still unclear what caused the fall. Of course, an investigation continues.
And the Dodgers downing the Cubs 5-2 in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series last night in L.A. Game 2 is in Los Angeles today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome to the hottest sports variety program, not only in the Valley of the Sun, but all over the globe. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Guys like Mike Wilson write articles on there, so definitely check it out. And then we obviously post each and every show on there, so you can check that out as well if you don't catch us now, but you want to catch us at some point. But again, thoughts and opinions, man, that's really what we're all about. Mike, a lot to talk about in the sports world, a full docket of NFL games. We'll get into that big time for the most part here in hour number two. But we'll talk about anything, right? Baseball, basketball, football, hockey. We got you covered, don't we, man?
Oh, absolutely. And Andy, you got people wanting to make bets with you.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. I love it. Hey, put my money. I'm not watching, man. Put my money where my mouth is. I'll tell you right now, my money would definitely not be on the Minnesota Vikings, who have the Green Bay Packers, obviously, on the slate today. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. Give us those thoughts. Give us those opinions, man. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at Anchor.fm.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
People, welcome back. A lot of smack talk on Facebook Live. I love it, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Pigskin Opinion, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, man. And thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. A full docket of NFL action, man. I'll just run through the games real quickly, Mike, and then we'll start dissecting these things. Dolphins play the Falcons. Packers play the Vikings. The Lie-Downs play at the Saints. The Patriots play the Jets in an interesting matchup there in their division, both those teams at 3-2. 49ers, Redskins. I look for the Redskins to have a very good day today. The Bears playing the Ravens. That should be an interesting one. Ravens pretty banged up. Bears kind of banged up. Trubisky out there. Interesting stuff, as we all know. Browns and Texans going at it. A battle of two young quarterbacks, Mike, when you think about that. Buccaneers, Cardinals, those guys going at it right here in the Valley of the Sun. U of University of Phoenix Stadium later on today, as we all know, about 1 p.m. our time. Rams, Jags, that's an interesting matchup there, Mike. I like that one. And then the one you talked a little bit about earlier, Steelers and Chiefs. Chiefs still undefeated. Steelers coming off of an awful performance. Big Ben, 5 interceptions. Very uncharacteristic of that character. The Chargers going to the Raiders. This is a good day for the Raiders, hopefully, because they need a game where they can get a victory. Obviously, no Derek Carr in the lineup for them. Giants and Broncos, I'll tell you what, the Giants may still be winless when you think about it. Thoughts and opinions, people. I do like the comments on Facebook Live. Mike and I love them, but you can always have your opinion heard all over the world. 1-800-878-7529. But, Mike, let's get into some of these games. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of interesting ones when you look at it, just with some implications as far as just teams being able to get off the schneid, like the Giants, who are still undefeated or still winless, I should say. Well, the Chiefs, they're undefeated. Steelers had a struggle. We all know about that. But let's start talking a little bit about the Rams and the Jaguars, because I really think that the Rams are somewhat of a surprise. You know, I know they're only 3-2, but
They've had some real good signs, man. Real good flashes. Jared Goff playing pretty well when you really think about it. Pretty efficient. 100 of 164 passing, as far as that goes. 1,360 yards. Not that many touchdowns, but when you have a guy like he has in the backfield, and Todd Gurley, that takes a little bit of pressure off you. You don't have to throw so many of those touchdowns. With that being said, though, man, a couple of very good wide receivers that he has to throw to. So some good targets for Jared Goff. Jaguars, man, it's all about Leonard Fournette, man. That guy has really been just very solid throughout the first 5 weeks of the season. 109 carries already for almost 500 yards, 466 yards, but five touchdowns to go along with it. So interesting matchup here, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I think Atlanta beats Miami pretty handily. I think Green Bay wins today. I think Detroit goes on the road and gets a victory. But, you were talking about that LA-Jacksonville game. It's amazing that people when they talk about Blake Bortles and the struggles that he's had in turning the ball over and getting his team down the field and in scoring position, it's amazing what a running game or a threat of a running game does to help the quarterback. Blake Bortles, now he's not exactly tearing it up on the field, but he's not exactly turning the ball over and just looking like a deer in headlights now that he has Leonard Fournette back in the backfield. When you can turn around and hand it off to a quality back like Fournette is showing that he is, it makes life a lot easier. I mean, just look at Jared Goff. He can do the same thing. we all know that he looked like he looked out of sorts last year. I mean, he didn't play for about, a third of the season, half of the season, whatever it was. And they went out, LA went out, spent some money, got him some weapons. He can turn around now and he can give it to Todd Gurley. And Gurley, you and I both know, is one of the top backs in the league right now. He has some weapons on the outside he can throw to. And they got him. I talked about this on the weekly show, I believe at least a couple of times, that they got him a left tackle. They're protecting his blind side. And for a young guy to just know that his blind side is protected by someone of quality helps his mindset that he can concentrate on other things during the game. So when you put weapons around your quarterback, your franchise quarterback, it should bring you good things down the line.
Yeah, and then that defense can play at times pretty well, as we know also. So that's an interesting matchup and kind of an unlikely matchup of two teams that right now seem to have themselves at least in position to make a good run for the playoffs. As we know, this West in the NFC with Seattle and the Cardinals at 2-3, whereas the Rams are 3-2, have an opportunity to go 4-2, and we'll see what happens for both those other teams throughout the day. Let's keep it rolling, man, and let's actually talk a little bit about Buccaneers-Cardinals real quickly before we go to break. They come to town. They're a little up and down, 2-2. We know that they didn't play the first week, so a little bit less wear and tear on their bodies so far. 0-1 for the Buccaneers on the road. Cardinals have AP now, man. I think it's 10 years, 5 months too late. However, with that being said, you bring a guy like this in here could change a little bit of the morale for these guys, could be a good locker room move. And we know that AP all day, he and Larry Fitzgerald have a relationship as well, Mike. So I don't think this can be negative in any way, shape, or form. When you're talking about a running game that's 32nd in the league, they're the worst. They needed to do something. This was the move that was available to them. How do you think AP affects the Cardinals the rest of the season?
Well, let's face it. There's nowhere to go but up with the Cardinal running game. So,
yep.
They had to do something. AP, like you said, and I think I said on the weekly show, this is like 10 years too late kind of deal. But I think they have to get him the ball. They have to take the stress off of Carson about getting the ball downfield and just relieving that pressure off of Carson Palmer today. I think the red zone is going to be an important area where AP can be used. I mean, he's 6'2", 220. You know, that's a big dude to bring down in short yardage situations. But I think they can also use him in the passing game. Bring him out, put him in space a little bit, let him do his thing. And you're going to have a rejuvenated AP. I mean, he has, you know, in his mind, he has something to prove to the fans here in Phoenix and to the fans of the NFL. So we'll see how they use him, but I think they got to get him touches early and often to make it really a worthwhile investment.
No, I agree. And when you talk about that investment, nah, man, they didn't have to put much up, man, for it. So ultimately,
ultimately,
this is just a great move all around by the Arizona Cardinals. Shows these fans that they're still trying. They're committed to trying to win this year. They're not out of anything when you look at this division, like I said. And obviously, we want to thank new listeners, new watchers. Dave Sobelman, we appreciate you checking us out. We're here every Sunday, by the way, people, live 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're always here. You can catch us every Sunday live. We do the show. We like thoughts. We like opinions too. 1-800-878-7529. I think it's interesting to see what they'll do with Andre Ellington too, because he was a guy that they used tons in the passing game, not so much out of the backfield. They used Chris Johnson for that. As we know, they got rid of Chris Johnson to make room for the move with Adrian Peterson. So look, man, at the end of the day, the Cardinals were desperate. I'm sorry, this was somewhat of a desperate move. But with that being said, you know what? Sometimes moves like this do pay off. Like I said, they've had a little bit of success with guys like this late in their career. Edgerrin James, I think if I'm not mistaken, dude, they got to a Super Bowl with that guy. Emmitt Smith came here late in his career, had a couple of productive years still for the Arizona Cardinals. Obviously, we're going to talk about the whole docket of NFL games, but we do like thoughts. We do like opinions, man. 1-800-878-7529. Oh man, I love burgers. Tell him, man. Everybody that knows me, man. When I go to these games, I enjoy food. I like the sweets that they put out there for us, Mike. I like everything about enjoying the finer things in life. So,
he's a guy that loves his brownies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. But thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at PigskinOpinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it.
But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back, everybody. He is Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports Radio team. I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. We love them. 1-800-878-7529. Packer fan, Bird Gang fan, Lion fan, Cub fan, Bear fan, whatever fan you are. Steeler Nation, where are you at? 1-800-878-7529. We like calling people out. That's how we do it here on the program. But again, you can get at us in many different ways. He's Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check us out here, Sports Byline USA, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Actually, I disagree with you on that call right there, Dave Fisher, who's making tons of comments on the Facebook Live feed. And again, people, you're very active on the Facebook Live. You know what I'm noticing, Mike? I don't know about you, but I'm noticing people like to type, and they're really tough behind a keyboard, and they can talk, and they can text, and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually breaking things down with you and I on the air, they get a little scared to dial those digits, man. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get a hold of me, at least for the next 33 minutes or so here, as we will be on the air from, like I said, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time each and every Sunday. We are live. We like thoughts. We like opinions. So let's go into that Packer-Viking game for a little bit here, Mike. As you look at it, you know, that's obviously one of those division matchups that we talk about that are always highly contested. However, with that being said, you know what? The Vikings are a little bit banged up coming into this one. And the Packers, on the other hand, man, they do wind up getting a few guys back against the Dallas Cowboys. Play a very good game, by the way, in Dallas last week. And so it's Aaron Rodgers against Case Keenum instead of Sam, as I like to call him, Sam Bradford, because sooner or later, that's who he's going to resort to, being bad, because that's what he's all about. But look, how do you see this one shaking out? And with that being said, man, Packers find themselves a new weapon in a guy by the name of Aaron Jones. We'll see how much he touches the ball. Ty Montgomery will be playing. So just more weapons for Aaron Rodgers, man. At the end of the day, more weapons for A-Rodge.
I'm telling you what, you Packer fans are so spoiled the last, 25, 30 years with going from Brett Favre, and then Aaron Rodgers kind of falls into your lap at the end of the first round. I mean, come on.
True that.
But you know what? Without Diggs, without Bradford, the Packer just going to roll in this game. This is this is kind of an over before it started kind of deal with them. So I see like a 38 to 17 game where, you know, Dorf is just breaking out the champagne midway through the third quarter and getting on Facebook Live and just calling out all those Minnesota Queens, you know, fans that he has out there in the Midwest. But I don't see this being much of a game. I mean, I've been wrong before, hashtag last night. But, you know, it is it'll be entertaining. It's always entertaining when you got A-Rod, you know, quarterback and stuff. I mean, he just added to the legend of himself last week with that win down in Dallas. So, you know, it is what it is with the bad man from Green Bay. My team's just going to get rolled today. I'm really hoping my wife's Steelers find a way to pluck something out of Kansas City later this afternoon. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, one thing that we forgot to kind of mention with the Cardinals is that Jameis, you know, we haven't really talked about kind of his up and down year. I think he's pressing a little bit. I think he's trying to make the big play a little bit too much when it's not there. You know, thrown into coverage. Now, I'm a big Jameis guy. I like Jameis. I think eventually he's going to be, you know, a pretty good quarterback. I think the same thing with Mariota. If he can just stay a little bit more healthy, I think Marcus will be just fine. But Jameis, to me, so far this year is pressing a little bit because let's face it, they were a trendy pick coming out of training camp. They're on Hard Knocks. I mean, you've made the comment that, like, that's the curse right there. The Hard Knocks curse. And when you get on Hard Knocks, it doesn't exactly go the way you want to. So we're saying, you know, if Jameis plays today, like he did last season, the Cardinals could be in a little world of hurt because Tampa Bay does have some weapons that they can rely on,
Absolutely.
So, you know, absolutely. Mike Evans, holy smokes.
That's one of the better combinations in all of the NFL, man. Obviously, he's a standout wide receiver, man.
You know, I don't even think that he gets enough pub as he absolutely needs. You know, he doesn't get enough recognition as he should, Mike Evans. I think one of the reasons is because he plays in Tampa Bay. It's not exactly, you know, a big booming town. It's kind of a small market team there, but Mike Evans is legit wide receiver for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, no, and a lot of I like the thoughts, I like the opinions that people are throwing at us here on the Facebook Live feed, and I agree, man. When you look at that matchup with the New England Patriots, and people keep throwing your thoughts out there. We love it. Yeah, we think it's going to be Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, by the way, Dave Fisher, who keeps popping in with all kinds of comments out there. And he lives in Minnesota, man, so I know that he's a big Viking fan. We got John, who's throwing things at us. I know he's a Packer fan, but he's also talking a little bit about the New England Patriots right here. And I do like this question here. I mean, the Patriots, I've got it at 9.5. He's saying 9. The Jets, look, man, they play hard, Mike. They really play hard when you think about them. They go out there and they give you everything they got every week. They don't necessarily have as much talent as everybody else, but they give tons of effort. They play hard. Patriots, look, we know that the Patriots are a little bit different. This is the one thing that the Patriots have going for them today, though. Something that is a little bit surprising when you really think about it. They're 2-0 at home, man. The only losses, 2-0 on the road. The only losses that they've had this year have been at home. When you think about, you know, the first game of the year, Kansas City went in there, looked like a phenomenal football team, and then Carolina gets them. So, look, the bottom line is the Patriots have struggled at home. Maybe a good thing for them going on the road, but I'll tell you what, 9 points, if you ask me, I think that's way too many points. If I'm a gambling man, like we know that sometimes I can be, or at least I like to tell people where to put their money, I think this is somewhat of an interesting game, and I might put my money on the Jets today getting 9.5 points at home because they're going to play hard.
Yeah, I would probably I'd probably take those points as well with that. But boy, was everybody off with which New York team was going to suck? Like we were all, you know, thinking that not the Giants would be world beaters or anything like that, but they, you know, coming out of camp and summer and the draft, you know, it was the Jets who were, you know, who were thought to be, you know, the team that was going to tank, try to get the number one pick. And right now, like you said, Dorf, they are playing well. Yeah. And they're battling and they're making the Jet fans, you know, go J-E-T-S, Jets, you know, they got that going. And the Giants are sitting there, and now Giants don't have OBJ, you know, so yeah. they got some stuff they got to do. The Giants, that defense, they spent all that money on it, and it's not performing as well. It's not keeping people out of the end zone. Denver, I think Denver just runs roughshod all over the Giants today. In Mile High, you got to go cross country, all that kind of stuff, time zones. But, you know, the New England Jet game could be maybe one of the better games of the day. Because like you said, they went on the road, they've won the stuff on the road. They haven't won at home. So when you're dealing with Brady and Belichick, you know, and I've said this for a few weeks now, they're going to figure this out. And I think they'll eventually pull away and win this division comfortably.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. There's a few lines today that are very intriguing to me when you look at the point spreads. And I know that people are asking questions about over-unders and then point spreads as well. So let's address those a little bit. They're asking about the total 48 over on the Jets and the Patriots. I think that's probably one that I would take that over, but I would play it. It's not a game that I would highly be investing in on a total. You're also asking about the Falcons minus 14 against the Dolphins. That's an interesting one, to be honest with you. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more about numbers and spreads on the other side. So I like those thoughts. I like those opinions, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Yep.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Phil Collins bringing us back to it. I love that guy. I like his music. I like music in general when you think about it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You can get at him at Pigskin Opinion. By the way, he writes for PacificTakes.com as well as the Dorf on Sports Radio.com. You can check out his articles all over the place. Get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And then obviously give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And I'm looking at injury reports. I got people telling me certain guys are playing when I look at the reports and it tells me for the date of October 15, 2017, Stephon Diggs is out, not playing, and it does not give an expected return date. However, if we're wrong about that and he plays today, wonderful, so be it. I don't think it makes much of a difference in the realm of things when you're talking about that football game. Hey, Mike, I want to keep things going here a little bit, and I want to ask you a quick question. Just in general, about some of the up-and-comers, some of the new guys. Who do you like so far with the rookies? Is it Kareem Hunt? Is it Leonard Fournette? Is it Deshaun Watson? Is it T.J. Watt, who's made some plays there in Pittsburgh? Like who's catching your eye out of the young guys right now?
Well, for certainly Deshaun is. When you're a rookie quarterback, you can be just swimming. I mean, it is so difficult to pick up an NFL, offense compared to what a college offense can be. I mean, the playbook is three times as thick and all that. So what he's doing is quite impressive, and he's using his legs, and his legs can buy him some growth time because he can rely on his athleticism to get him out and moving around while he's still learning to dump down, to make his checks and all that. TJ Watt, when they picked him up, that was the perfect spot for a kid like that. To learn from all those linebackers and all those coaches that they have in Pittsburgh. Don't sleep on Christian McCaffrey just yet as well. I mean, he's going to be one of my favorites because he's a Pac-12 guy, he's a Stanford guy. I think he's kind of getting not as much recognition, but he's certainly making a contribution out there in Carolina. And then Hunt out there in Kansas City. I mean, wow, who saw this coming? Nobody. So if someone wants to tell me, oh, yeah, I saw this coming, all right, Pinocchio, yeah, you didn't see that coming at all. This rookie class that we have in the NFL right now is making their mark, and it's good because that means the game, the league and the games are going to be just as good as they are back in the day because you got talent coming up and talent showing that they belong.
No, I agree with that. That's a very good point. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We're always here live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time before the NFL games. And we love thoughts and we love opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike Wilson, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. And obviously, check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. You brought up a bunch of interesting points, and I want to get to it. When you're talking about Deshaun Watson and the progressions of this guy and that he's making, in general. So when you're talking about them not having the playbook open all that much, how much of the playbook do you think they're using, and how much of his natural instincts is he showing out there on a week in and week out basis? You coach this game, so I respect your opinions about stuff like this. So how much of the playbook is open, and how much of his legs are helping him and just being athletic with making plays and creating plays on his own?
Certainly to start the season, when they first put him in, they're running stuff that, they're running stuff that fits him and what he's comfortable with. You don't want to get him at the beginning. You don't want to get him too in over his head. But every week that we go on, they're going to add stuff. They're going to put little wrinkles maybe to some schemes that they have that fit his skill set. And then the other thing is that the his legs are buying him time. He may have a play in there that he doesn't necessarily feel comfortable with right now. And if he can run around a little bit and he can kind of learn how that play is supposed to go and progress his checkdowns and all that kind of stuff, then his athleticism is certainly going to buy him time and some development time. And it's only going to benefit Houston in the end, because they made a great pick. You know, the Cardinals could have drafted him and could have had their quarterback of the future, I think. And I think Deshaun would have done great in an Arian system with his athleticism. Deshaun, I think next year, hopefully he doesn't have that second year slump, that sophomore slump kind of deal. But I certainly am all in on the Deshaun Watson train. Oh, yeah.
I think he's a gamer. I think that guy can adjust his game to whatever happens, to be quite honest with you.
But I was going to say real quick, you and I both know we've watched football for a long time. You just know when a kid gets it, when he has the it thing. Deshaun has it. Whatever you want to define as it, that kid has it. He's a gamer. He just knows how to play the game.
When you watch him on the field, man, you see his confidence.
Yeah.
You see the calm about this guy. He's a special individual. I don't think that Stephon Diggs is going to play. And if he does play, again, with that injury, one tough cut, Dave, he's going to be done. He'll be on the sideline. So with a groin injury, it's very difficult to be out there and be effective. You got to give that thing some time. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. Let's jump out to the phones once again. We got Anthony in Sarasota. Anthony, appreciate the call, man. I've talked to you a few times on the overnight. Glad to have you on the Dorfon Sports Weekend program here with Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, Anthony?
I'm wondering, honestly, I'm already predicting.
Are you with
this,
us, brother?
The Dolphins are not going to make the playoffs this year, to be honest. Jay Cutler's horrible. Honestly, we wasted money signing him. He's not doing good, to be honest.
Look, the bottom line is they should have left that guy in the booth, but when you're throwing $10 million at a guy, it's almost impossible for him to say no to that, especially when he probably wouldn't have been that great in the booth either. I hate to say it, but I'm not a big Jay Cutler fan, except when he was playing for the Bears. I hate to say it. I loved him when he was playing for the Bears, because then he was throwing the ball to my Green Bay Packer guys all the time. So I kind of miss him in a weird way, to be honest with you, Anthony, but I agree with you, man. He's not better than Tannehill.
The quarterback I really like from college that they should draft is Luke Falk. Do you think he would be the best fit in the Dolphins' offense?
Look, man, after what I saw from Luke Falk over the weekend, I would slow down, man. Be careful what we wish for a lot of times, Mike. And Mike's more of the Pac-12 guy, and I know you like Luke Falk, and I like Luke Falk too. Everybody has bad days, but Cal really took it to them. And you know what? These young guys, no matter what, no matter who it is, it's going to take them 2 to 4 years to kind of figure it out anyway. So at the end of the day, man, I don't think Tannehill's that bad. The question now will be, how does he come back from the injury? Because truth be told, when guys get injured, you never know how they're going to respond from that. But Mike, what do you think of Luke Falk potentially being a Dolphin or anything, well, wherever he might go?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Anthony, I'm a Dolphin fan, you know, since being a little kid. And, you know, if you're a Dolphin fan, I mean, we've been struggling since Marino to find somebody that can take Marino's spot. And I was so against Cutler going to the Dolphins. When I heard it, I was just like, are you kidding me? But, you know, I'm also, if Tannehill goes down, you have Matt Moore there. Matt Moore has played before. He's won games. He's been in the league. I'm like, just go with him and then take a chance. You know, if you get a high draft pick, and take a chance on one of these Pac-12 quarterbacks, that just seems like they grow on trees out here.
What I keep on hearing with the Pac-12 quarterbacks, that they fit more in the NFC North, like in cold weather, like the Packers and stuff. Do you agree with that assessment or?
No, not at all, man. Not at all. I don't agree with that at all. When you think about it, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the exception. But when you look at a lot of those USC quarterbacks that have come out, I hate to say it, but they're not very successful when you think about it. So I would disagree with that assessment 100%. For the most part, these guys are all playing in warm weather places, Mike. Obviously with the exception of like Utah, Colorado, but and then Wazoo, I suppose it can get a little cold in Washington.
Wazoo, yeah, certainly they play in the cold. They play in the bad weather out there in the Palouse. You know, Cody Kessler was a USC quarterback, and he was taken by the Browns. And I'm like, why do the Browns want to pick that kid? A Southern California kid. He's been playing in 75-degree weather, and now you're asking him to deal with the elements off of, you know, whatever lake that the stadium sits on there in Cleveland. But I mean, you know, look, Luke Falk, I'm a big fan. One game does not make a career. One game does not define his football career at Wazoo. So I'm still all in on Luke Falk. He has the size. He has the arm. He can make all the throws regardless of the five picks the other night. But yeah.
Go ahead, Anthony. Give us a final thought, bro.
Honestly, I'm projecting the Dolphins record, if Mike agrees with it, 3-10. Or is that too optimistic?
Yeah, no, I haven't been optimistic about my team for a number of years. And when they got Cutler, like my faith in the administration there just went through the toilet, you know. So, 3-10. Yeah, and with the third pick in the NFL draft, the Dolphins take, you know, that's what I'm waiting to hear.
Hey, Anthony, as always, man, appreciate your thoughts and your opinions, brother.
You too. Have a good day.
Yep.
All right,
Anthony
have a good
in Sarasota,
one.
Man. We like him. We like all of our callers, to be honest with you, man. 1-800-878-7529. Not much time left to get in, but maybe if you have a quick thought, we will try to pop you in there. Hey, Mike, what other game? I mean, I know you're interested, and I'm definitely interested in that Steeler-Kansas City game, but ultimately, what other games are you excited about on the docket in the NFL today?
You know, and I don't mean to sound like a hometown homer here, but the Arizona Tampa Bay game. I mean, I want to see how AP, you know, maneuvers his way into the offense here. How do they use him? You know, that kind of thing. So the Arizona Tampa Bay game, and like we talked about earlier, you know, that LA Jacksonville game. You know, yeah. Does Jacksonville parlay their win at Pittsburgh last week into another win today at home against the Rams? You got the Rams traveling cross country, multiple time zones, all that kind of stuff. So that LA, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Arizona. And you know, what does Detroit do today? You know, I mean, they're supposed to be all that in a bag of chips a little bit this year. So we'll see how they react on the road at New Orleans.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting day in the NFL, man. It always is. And I kind of agree with the assessment about the Arizona Cardinals. I'm definitely intrigued to see how AP affects and impacts this team. When you really think about leadership, you think about another veteran guy, you think about a guy that's been through the wars, you think about a guy that's been through the battles, AP's that guy. I'm just afraid it might be 10 years and 5 months too late, but we'll have to see how it all shakes out. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap this thing up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
All aboard!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment of today's program that has absolutely flown by. Always does. The thoughts and the opinions from the listeners were very awesome today. We encourage that, by the way. We love your thoughts. We love your opinions. We like to interact with you on social media as well. Get at him. Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Parting shot. Hey, it's going to be another good day of NFL football. A lot of intriguing matchups. LA, how do they react going to, you know, cross country to Jacksonville? And then just the hometown thing going on. We got here, Dorf. I mean, well, how does AP do it? I think I do think the Cardinals win today. They win by about a touchdown, maybe 10 points. And I think AP gets a touchdown, and I think they use them out of the backfield a little bit more than people think.
Yeah, I mean, touches. You got this guy. He's hungry to play, so I think you got to feed him the ball because he's going to want to go out there and prove himself. My parting shot is college football, man. Pretty awesome stuff over the weekend. We finally got that wild, wacky weekend that we've all been wanting to have, and now we got the shakeup, and we got some new teams that are in the mix. So we'll see how things shake up further on throughout the year. But for Mike Wilson, obviously, I want to say thanks to you, brother, for joining me here on the program. Thoughts and opinions from the listeners, we love those all the time, so keep them coming to us. They're appreciated. You can know how to get at us. He's Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. But for Mike and Scott,